Lam chapter 1 Mishnah 9. A toimen lefes utznoinis tachas hagefen. If a person buries turnips or horseradish, bunches of turnips or bunches of horseradish, and he buries them back in the ground where they used to do this for storage, they used to bury it back into the ground for a little bit. It says the Mishnah, imayu mitzas alav megulan. If some of the leaves are still uncovered, then this is essentially showing that it's buried for storage and has not been replanted into the ground. And in this case, even if he plants it underneath a vine, and then this bundles of turnips or horseradish, says the Mishnah, Eino cheshesh lo mishum kilayim, there is no concern about kilayim. This is not considered kilayim. It's not considered properly planted in the ground over there. And not only that, says the Mishnah, v'lo mishum shvis, there is no concern of planting in the sabbatical year. So in the sabbatical year, it is not, you're not permitted to plant, but this is not considered planting. This is just considered burying them for a short while for storage over there. And not only that, v'lo mishum masros, if they even grew a little bit over there, you wouldn't have to tithe for the extra growth. So you wouldn't have to tithe for that. And you'd be able to take them out on Shabbos. You're not allowed to harvest on Shabbos. That's one of the prohibitions, one of the malochas of Shabbos. But here it's not considered planted because the leaves are sticking out, and so it's not considered buried back in the soil. You'd be able to grab the leaf and just pull it out on the Shabbos. Okay, so that's actually the end of that case. These things planted loosely in the soil, we see that the normal laws of something planted in the soil don't apply to it because these are not considered planted, as we've said. So now the Mishnah is going to go into a totally different topic, and now we are touching on talking more specifically about the laws of the prohibition of planting mixed kinds of seeds together. So says the Mishnah, Hazareh chita usa'ora ka'achas, if one plants wheat and barley together, hareze kilam, that would be considered kilam. A person is not allowed to do that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, eino kilam ad shiya shtei chitim usa'ora. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not kilayim until one plants two wheat grains and one barley grain. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there has to be at least two wheat and one barley, otherwise it's not considered kilayim. Or chita ushtei su'orim, or the other way around. So it's either two wheat or one barley, or one wheat and two barley. Or finally, or chita su'ora v'kusemes, or a wheat, a barley, and a spelt grain. In other words, so there have to be at least three over there, you see. Two of one and one of the other, or the other way around, or one of each according to Rabbi Yehuda.